The Omaheke Community Development Foundation, OCDF, is a civil society organization based in Gobabis that spearheads programs to enable and support socioeconomic growth in our communities. In 2018, OCDF started collaborating with Senegos Trust Namibia in helping to establish a civil society alliance around nutrition. Senegos is a global organization that seeks collaboration solutions for lasting social change in issues such as poverty and health related challenges, and has been working in Namibia for over 12 years. The Future Civil Society Alliance will be established as part of the Global Sun Movement. Sun stands for Scaling Up Nutrition and is a vibrant movement of more than 60 countries. The following clip forms part of our efforts to respond to Namibia's crisis and to ensure that every Namibian mother, child, and family is healthy and sufficiently nourished. Namibia and worldwide, a shockingly high number of children are undernourished. This causes severe long-lasting damages or even death. All of us can positively change if we have proper understanding of nutrition in all different phases or aspects of our life if we must work together. Mr. Ben Schernick is the project director in Namibia, mainly telling us what the project is all about.
Well, this project is about addressing a number of things, challenges that malnutrition presents, meaning that people are not nourished well enough, and especially in the first 1,000 days of a human life, that severely impacts our potential as human beings in terms of our physical, our emotional, and also our mental capacity of how we can develop, who we can be. So if you are not nourished well enough in your very first years of life, that really has an impact that you cannot balance again later on in life. In that context, this project is aiming at getting civil society, and that is non-government organizations, that is community-based organizations, faith leaders, together, as well as academics, to support government efforts in creating a platform and an effective plan to really support nutrition efforts in Namibia.
Now, directing a project is a responsibility. Let's hear what the role of Ben is.
Personally, my role is to coordinate the activities that the project is doing. We are a one-year project. We started end of last year, and we are currently operating exactly at the time where government reviving the Food and Nutrition Security Council. It's also reviving and relooking at the national policy for food and nutrition security. And together with that, an action plan is being developed. So our project is aiming at getting civil society and academic together in order to inform that plan and to support the implementation of that plan later on.
Scaling up nutrition is a global movement.
Well, it's important to know that nutrition is a real global problem, and hence over many years ago the Scaling Up Nutrition network or movement was established on a global scale, and over 100 countries are part of this movement, and in close collaboration with the UN they have identified the need for not only governments around the world to take on that issue but also for civil society and academics to come together and support these efforts. So currently there was a call for proposals, or there was a round of funding to specifically support civil society and academic to come together and to form networks in different countries. So we are one of over 20 countries that currently receive funds for a period of 1 year to specifically support that civil society alliance, and in our case it's to establish that civil society alliance. Other countries have already established civil society alliances, so for them it's to support the ongoing implementation, and for us it's really about the establishment of such a civil society alliance around nutrition in Namibia.
Namibia is a big country. Let's hear where the project is operating and why. Ben emphasizes.
Well, the project is active in two particular regions. The one is the Comas region here in and around Windhoek, and the second one is the Omaheke region. The reason why we chose those two regions is that they are firstly close together, and at the same time they're representing the two different nutrition challenges that we have. The one is nutrition challenges in rural areas, and Omaheke has actually quite some of those challenges and lots of cases of malnutrition or undernutrition. And the same also with the urban areas, like in Windhoek, where even yesterday in the newspapers there was a case of malnutrition and the baby died actually, and three of its siblings are still suffering of the effects of that malnutrition. So that's just one of many incidences and extreme incidences where even in urban areas nutrition is a major problem. And it's not just what you eat or what you drink, but it's also the living conditions in terms of water, sanitation, and also other aspects around it. For instance, how much maternity leave do we as a country give to women, or can fathers also become supportive in the first years of a child and maybe have something like paternity leave? So all of the surrounding policies and support mechanisms, or looking at a basic income grant for instance and so forth, are aspects that do impact nutrition. So in this project we really want to get all of these different stakeholders together, and by working in those particular two regions we want to gain some experiences also on the ground to see how that can then impact the whole nation and how it can be possibly scaled up on a more national level. Well, the main aim is to really have that civil society alliance established, of which academia will also be part, and that it will be playing its role within the Food and Nutrition Security Council that is organized and coordinated by the Office of the Prime Minister. I think that is the main aim. The other aims are to have produced media material that can continuously raise awareness around nutrition, plus that we have more awareness in general, also around key decision makers, parliamentarians, community leaders, as well as to have identified some of the nutrition-related needs that has been and keeps on being communicated into the national planning strategies and implementation strategies.
What activities is Senegos supporting nationally?
Firstly, the activities that we're doing is to work closely together with the Office of the Prime Minister in setting up that civil society alliance, working towards a good transition also between the Namibian Alliance for Improved Nutrition, NAFIN, and now the new revived Council for Food and Nutrition Security. So that is one aspect where we support the process. Secondly, we contact and engage civil society and academic institutions so that this civil society alliance can be formed and that we will be in a position to inform government and to support government in their efforts. In addition to that, we will also engage parliamentarians with information material that has already been produced, but we're also producing currently material that can be used over the radio, in print, or over the television, like what we are doing here. We also engage communities on the ground, both in Comas but also in the Omaheke regions. We get local leaders together in workshops to, on the one hand, sensitize and raise awareness around nutrition and the complexity of nutrition, but to also hear the experiences and the needs of people on the ground so that that can be communicated upwards towards the Food and Nutrition Council, but also that can inform the action plan that is currently being developed. Mm-hmm. So in that case it's also important to work with stakeholders, and that's primarily the Ministry of Health, but also other government entities.
And down to Omaheke, what are the activities?
Well, one of our partner organizations, and specifically for the Omaheke regions, is the Omaheke Community Development Foundation, OCDF, who is active together with us on a scale of activities. One of them is to be involved in the media production and sharing of information through media, and that can use that media material in the region as well as on a national level. It also includes community activations and awareness workshops in a particular or in different communities within America, plus also workshops with faith-based leaders and community leaders or regional council representatives, as well as also media representatives in the region, to really raise awareness around nutrition, but to also find out what are the nutritional needs and possibilities that people can do or would need support in. And that means to also look at long-term solutions or medium and long-term solutions like community gardens or household things that everybody can do at a household level to support nutrition, and not just the intake but also aspects of hygiene, sanitation, growing food, awareness around what is healthy, what is a healthy lifestyle. It's not just to eat enough but also to not eat too much of particular foods, and for that it's important to really examine the different region specific eating habits and to also critically reflect on how healthy is what I eat in the moment and what are my choices. And the ultimate aim is for people to make conscious choices around what they eat and especially also what they feed the children, so that these children can grow up healthy and really develop their full potential.
As a qualified social worker, Ben shared this.
Well, one personal realization that I had, and my background is that of a social worker, so I rather focus on the emotional needs of people. When starting to work around the area of nutrition, I realized how much of an impact it really has, the food intake we have, the living conditions we have, on the social development of people. So that is one thing that I personally realized, and that is one message that I would have for everyone, to really start becoming more aware of what you eat, how you eat, and generally what it means to nourish oneself, but also people, especially those that are dependent on one, when you look at the smaller children, for instance, that are in your care or in your community, that we really start thinking long-term also in terms of gardening, how we produce food, and how we can really have more of a variety of food available to everyone in Namibia. And especially a country like Namibia with such a huge income inequality is something where we need to think beyond just what we eat, but also how do we create support structures, social protection mechanisms, maternity leave, but also things like a basic income grant, that we enable every single Namibian to have enough money to also buy the food. Because it doesn't make sense to know what in theory would be healthy for me, but all I can afford is a sack of maize and sugar. So we really need to think more radically also around empowering and enabling people to access nutrition, and not just to think about immediately the food we eat.
Finally, fathers are expected to play a crucial role in the family.
Firstly, being a father is a great experience, and I can just recommend all other fathers to be as playfully as possibly be engaged in the life of your very young children. And also, I realized in my own journey as a father that being a mother is not that easy. Carrying a child through pregnancy, giving birth is a painful process, and after that is a series of sleepless nights and so forth. So for the fathers, my main message would be to really be supportive of mothers, enable them to also breastfeed as much and as long as they can, and also try, when the breastfeeding comes to an end, to also be the nourisher to your baby, enjoy that interaction of giving the baby the bottle and engaging with the little one. At that age, they might not be able to talk back, but they can with their mouth, but they can talk back with their eyes and their whole facial expressions, and that is a journey I would really like to encourage every father to enjoy. And as much as many fathers need to work and to get an income from outside the house, to really use the opportunity when being inside the house to spend time with your kids and give them that nourishing attention that is also important besides the food intake.
This was Mr. Ben Shenick from Senegos Trust Namibia, the director for a project that aims at building a civil society alliance for nutrition in Namibia. We are looking forward to hear more about this project and about nutrition from other people involved. Until next time, goodbye.
This report was produced by Edwin Kamushemo.